This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
The number one pick in the NHL draft, but the minute can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's
Lars Eller! Cut him every trash, CMT for short. Wonder if we best, once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
Wow. Wow. Good morning. January the 24th, 2022. I don't know. In a business where we're paid to use words and come up with interesting and idyllic ways of describing them, all I can think of is, wow, what a football weekend. Rick DiPietro, and a good morning, and a how are you this morning?
I'm doing fantastic. We deserved it, didn't we? After Wild Card Weekend, we deserved a weekend like this.
But you knew that you were going to get a better football weekend. In your wildest dreams, you couldn't have imagined you were going to get that.
No, not like this. Not like this. I mean, the only thing that would have made it better is if somehow, some way, Green Bay found a way to cover for us. That would have made it great. We even got a Knicks win yesterday. How about that?
How about that? Now, that won't last too long because they have a big one tonight in Cleveland, a game you can hear 7 o'clock on 98.7 ESPN. But you know what the amazing thing is, Rick? You're watching the games, and the first game was excellent. It wasn't sensationally played, but as far as drama and excitement, it had everything. Everything you could want, and it only got better from there. Saturday night had more. Sunday early had more. And Sunday evening had the most.
Well, look at the progression, right? Look at the progression. First game, we all love Joe Burrow. We don't trust Ryan Tannehill. That proved to be the case with the turnovers in that game, right? Joe Burrow took a beating, an absolute beating.
Sacked nine times.
Nine times. Somehow, I mean, Jamar Chase is a stud. Somehow, some way, they make it work. They win. Their kicker is, dude, for a rookie, ice cold, the kicker. That's all I got to say about him. Money Mac. And in fact, how about this one? He's on the sideline warming up before he has to kick the game-winning field goal, and he says after a couple practice kicks, oh, looks like we're going to the AFC Championship game. As a rookie.
Yeah, he knew it. Well, he's been great all postseason.
No, I know. But, I mean, seriously, I mean, as a rookie, Dave, you're on the sideline in this moment. A chance to get to the AFC Championship game, couple kicks on the sideline into a net, and you're like, yep, that's it. And then he'd even watch it go through. He knew he struck it so good.
He turned and he walked away. But we saw, I mean, talk about great kicking. I mean, Robbie Gould was incredible.
Yep.
And Butker with, I mean, that's a big time kick at the close of regulation. I mean, we saw incredible kicking outside of the Matt Gay going short on the 47 yarder, which was stunning. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen that before unless there's major wind.
But Dave, that made that decision to go zero blitz. You're even blitzing off the slot. Knowing that the guy just left the 40, I mean, we're joking around. Very active show.
You
text.
Weren't.
Well, no, I was.
You were not. I mean, it was RJ, it was me, it was Ray, it was Hurley, and boom, 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 boom. And then I was thinking to myself, I wonder if I should go on the side and text Rick just a one-on-one to see if, in fact, he's okay. Because you were non-existent.
No, I heard you on Friday.
What do you mean?
You in the K-Show, you, Don, and Michael, Peter. Having a laugh at my expense. I heard
well,
it.
Well, here's the thing.
No,
couple
I heard
things,
it.
Couple things on this, okay? Firstly, I didn't bring anything up. Nothing.
No, they played along.
They brought, well, you know what? That's what you do. You play along, right? I was trying to subdue them with our pick and not let them jump all over it. But we didn't win our pick. But neither did they. So we're still all deadlocked. But here's the
thing. I'll take the blame for that one.
No, I love the Packers, too.
No, I like the Packers, too. But I also really like the Rams. But I love my feelings, my emotions. We should have done Rams because the more I thought about it, well, especially because it felt like Wirfs. I mean, even if he played, he was going to be.
You see, he needs surgery,
dude. I mean, his ankle for a side, a guy that big, yeah. I mean, there was no chance, even if he did play, and they took advantage of that.
Can I just quickly bring this up? If you and I think the guys would agree with me. And by the way, if I hear one negative take on anything from RJ the entirety of the week, I shut up. I mean,
The way he handled this morning, I mean, we had one studio completely shut down, and he's like, "Oh, no big deal, guys. Just make sure you switch to the other connection." Like he's still in the euphoria.
In Nirvana, he should be. He should be. But here's what I don't understand. Because doing the K show for me on Friday was not easy, right? Ben had a basketball game down in Pelham, driving back in traffic. Sherry's sitting next to me. Got to call into the K show and do the pick. If you're able to listen to the entire thing, why can't you call in and make the pick?
Listening and calling are two separate things. Having your earpiece in, listening to you, so I know what we picked and what they picked, as opposed to
you knew what we were going to pick.
I didn't know what they were going to pick.
That's fair.
Yeah, that's fair.
But you couldn't have waited till like a million tweets come out or texted the group and said, "Hey, what are they going with this week?" You had to listen live. You're addicted.
To you.
You're addicted is what you are.
No, I'm a friend of yours that likes to hear what you have to say. That's what I am. Sorry, I apologize for being a good friend. I won't let it happen again.
You know what? A good friend listens. A great friend would have said, "You know what? Let me call in." If you could listen,
I called in the week before and had to leave the ice.
Well, you're
I'm legitimately running a practice while you're making the pick. I'm running a practice, an outdoor freezing cold practice, while you're making the pick.
How old are the children you're working with?
It's Milo's team.
So it's six?
No, it's six, seven, eight.
Well, he plays with eight-year-olds?
Yeah, he's the young. Yeah, I mean, this is the kids we played yesterday, the majority of them were 2013s. He's a 2015.
All right. Well, he's a young kid playing with older kids, and that's very impressive. The point is, you could have stepped away for 4 minutes to call the K show.
Don't deflect.
I'm not deflecting anything.
No, you're deflecting because you were complicit with the whole "let's make fun of Rick" because he's got too much anxiety to make NFL picks.
Is it wrong? They said we were under the belief system that the reason that you guys don't have show wagers and make the picks is because I have an issue. And that's not the case. The case is we don't do it because you and Chris, when he was on the show, were incapable. Chris would cheat, for lack of a better term, and you can't handle it. Is that true or is that incorrect?
No, it's very true.
Okay.
But they played you is my problem. Is they played you. It's because they knew it wasn't because you have a gambling problem, because you don't have a gambling problem anymore, but they wanted to back you into a corner because they know what happens when Dave Rothenberg gets backed into a corner. He lashes out, and that's exactly what you did.
Did you hear me scream at Don?
Yeah, finally. Eventually.
What do you mean, finally? I attacked Don, and they're pathetic. Their whole take is, "Oh, it's not fair. We don't have time to choose and what to do." I mean, their take is embarrassing.
Yeah, I mean, it's excuses is what it is. And as happy as I was that RJ, you know, his team moved on, I was still disappointed that we didn't take a one-game lead.
Well, I will tell you this. The fact that RJ's team moved on, the worst-case scenario would have been at the Packers 1-3. Right?
That would have been the worst.
But that was some job by them. We'll get into every single game. We have Rex Ryan at 7:35. We have the Frenzy 7:15, around the league at 6:45. That was a gag by Green Bay.
Big time.
They completely choked. And the more you watch the quarterbacks this weekend, I love Aaron Rodgers. I think he's one of the greats of all time. You have to be tremendously disappointed on what he did on Saturday night.
No, you have to be. I mean, outside of that opening drive, right? I mean, outside of that opening drive. And then it just turned into, I mean, it was Aaron Rodgers throwing to Aaron Jones or Davante Adams. That was it. That was it. Legitimately, that was their entire offense for most of the game. And, I mean, give their defense credit because it didn't feel like San Francisco was going to be able to score points until they blocked that stupid punt special
teams. I don't think they would have. I mean,
no, I don't think they would have.
It's amazing to think, because you had Joe Burrow and his stock goes through the roof. You have Josh Allen. You couldn't be more impressed with what he was able to do, even in a losing effort. You have Patrick Mahomes, 4 years, four AFC championship games. You love their chances to go back to the Super Bowl for the third straight year. And then you have Aaron Rodgers, and you're up 10-3, and there's 5 minutes to go. You pick up two first downs, and it's probably over. You go three and out. Then the punt gets blocked. You get the ball back. You figure, you know what? It's Aaron Rodgers. Josh Allen does it. Joe Burrow does it. Patrick Mahomes does it. You need a field goal. And you go three and out again. So I'm sorry. He has to take a ton of the blame for what happened on Saturday.
Yeah. I mean, he does. I mean, initially it was the special teams that let them down. But still, I mean, that's Aaron Rodgers. Everything, we talked about it on Friday. I mean, set up for him to, at the very least, get to the Super Bowl. And I mean, you're only capable of scoring one offensive touchdown in that game. One, that's it.
On the first drive?
That was it. And the way that first drive looked, it's like, okay. I mean, I have my feet up. I'm like, all right, here we go.
Well, Jimmy G's getting intercepted down near the goal line. They're running horrendous plays.
That was the turning point, I think. That was the turning point in that game for San Francisco. You saw them do the same thing against the Rams coming out of the half. The fact that they blocked that, Jimmy G makes that bonehead play. Green Bay comes all the way down, and then they block that field goal going into halftime was huge for them.
And then the kickoff to start the second half, and all of a sudden you kind of felt the momentum change.
Yeah, Debo, he's so good.
The Packers have like 60 yards of offense in the second half?
Yeah, their offense was, again, I told you, I mean, it was Aaron Jones and Devontae Adams. That was it.
And the A.J. Dillon injury did them no favors.
None.
But still. But you know what? I'm sorry. I mean, you have who is considered to be the best quarterback in the entire universe. You got to be better than that.
Well, yeah, go on. I mean, you're talking about a guy who's probably going to win back-to-back MVPs against Jimmy Garoppolo. How about this? The Niners have won, so they won that last game to get into the playoffs, right, against the Rams.
Yep.
Okay, so they've won three straight elimination games on the road by a combined total of 12 points. And we're going to spend most of the show, I'm sure, talking about how good Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen are.
Oh, God.
In those three elimination games, Jimmy Garoppolo has thrown one touchdown and four interceptions.
They didn't score an offensive touchdown in the game.
One touchdown and four interceptions.
It's incredible.
They managed to win all three games.
It really is incredible because they have everything else working at such a high clip right now. They really do. Do you know how good the football was last night? A couple things I got to share with you today. Firstly, it was so good, I couldn't sleep. Like, I got into bed after the game. I was like, you know what? It's not that late. I still have a really good chance to get a decent sleep. I couldn't fall asleep. I was wired. I didn't even really care. Like, I was just watching. I was rooting for Buffalo, but I didn't really care. It didn't affect me with them losing. It was so good, I couldn't sleep last night.
I got in big trouble last night. Big trouble.
So did I, but I'll tell you about that after. What was your trouble?
Well, no, because I did the same thing you did. I was watching it downstairs, and I was like, you know what? Let me pause this. Let me go up, because Cass wanted to go up. And I don't know how she does this, but she falls asleep, and I'm watching this go back and forth. I mean, that Tyreek Hill touchdown, I'm like, I start to scream for a second. I'm like, oh, no, don't get too loud. And then finally, I just had enough. Because I couldn't watch it by myself. I woke her up, and she was so mad at me.
No, see. No, see, you did the right thing.
That's what I thought.
She likes sports, right?
Yeah, but she was, you got to understand, though, her Bucks. Like, I didn't realize how invested she was into the Bucks. Oh, dude, she was
heartbroken over
that? Oh, my God.
Was she upset with the coverage on the Cooper Cup play at the end?
Yeah, she was MFing the call, the whole thing.
Boy, the Rams did everything within their power to lose that game, huh?
Yeah, they tried to get that game away.
They tried their best. The game is over.
Over.
And Cooper Cup fumbles it.
Fumble.
Right? Then they get the strip sack. You're like, all right, it's over again. And then the next play, Stafford's not paying attention. They snap it to midfield, and all of a sudden, the Bucs jump on that. And then they don't score points on their final drive, and you have that stupid call. That's a ridiculous. I mean, you get a personal foul. It should not be post-possession.
Well, I guess because the ball hit the ground and the play was dead because it was incomplete, and then he hit him.
But it was still part of the play.
Listen. Letter of the rule.
But you agree with me that it's a stupid call.
It's ridiculous.
Yes. But then the game's over again, and then you're like, all right, Cam Akers, he'll run it out. Then they fumble. I mean, my God, that was unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Well, no,
everything.
How about Mike Evans, too? Of all people, too, he beats deep for the touchdowns. It's Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah, that's he when had you his way with Jalen Ramsey yesterday.
That's when you could start to feel it. That's when Cass was like, okay, we got a chance.
So you woke her up, and she's like, what did you wake her after the Tyreek Hill touchdown?
Yeah. Well, no,
did her a favor.
See, that's what I thought, but she didn't feel the same way.
I'll tell you what, if we're ever snuggled in bed late at night, playoff football going on, something like that happens, you notice, you're like, oh, no, he's dozed off. Please wake me up.
Will you wear that that latex jacket that you're wearing today?
I got to be honest. You're a horrendous human being. First of all, you've seen me wear this sweatshirt a million times.
Never. It's a mock turtleneck.
It's not a mock. It's a hooded sweatshirt. Hooded sweat. It's a beautiful sweatshirt.
Looks like you're trying to cut weight.
I mean, and we just witnessed what we witnessed. And the first thing when we get on the Zoom is, just going after the sweatshirt? How dare you?
I love that you muted. You muted the Zoom.
Yeah, I'm not here for that today. I'm in a good mood. My friend RJ is celebrating victory like we've never seen before. They go back to the NFC Championship game. You just discussed how bad their quarterback has been, and they still find a way. And the first thing you do, you're not going to bring me out of my good mood. I witnessed the greatest football weekend maybe in the history of the game, and you're going to take shots at my sweatshirt? I'm not here for it. I'm going to mute you. I'll go off the Zoom if I have to at some point today.
No, how dare you? You know I need the Zoom.
I will
do it.
You know
I need to see you on the Zoom.
I want to see you too, but I'm telling you, I will do it. And why you're – see, here is the thing. I don't know if you feel a way because I went after you a little bit on the K show or you're just in this kind of a mood or what it is, but you have your feelings hurt so badly, and then you retaliate like this?
It's a full-on attack on Friday is what it was.
Not led by me.
Well, not led, but you joined in.
Well, because they were like, Rick has issues. Yes, you do.
Rick does have issues.
Are they wrong?
Well, I mean, a little bit.
Fridays of football season when we used to do the show in person and we'd be in the cafeteria getting our fruit and our oatmeal and all that kind of stuff. And I'd hear you going up to whoever, the person making the eggs, the woman ringing you up behind the counter.
That was Ms. J, yeah.
Excuse me, ma'am. Who do you
Love
like
John.
With the Rams and the Chargers this week? I'm like, what is he doing?
Well, how has the algorithm worked out for me? I've never lost the pick segment.
Well, that's
so it was
great.
Working out.
I did my little
football.
Algorithm yesterday.
Yeah. That. I just enjoy football. And when I make picks or I have to make a bet, I get so worked up that I don't enjoy watching it.
Okay. So the reason we don't do picks is why?
Well, because I just...
Because
I
of you.
Well, no, because, yeah, it is because of me. I'll
right.
take that.
It's because of you. And that's all I said.
No, that wasn't all you said.
Well, that was the genesis of what I said. We don't do picks because of you. And if I made funny a little bit there, then so be it.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
All day long, watching the games, locked in front of the TV. We get dinner, TV on, watching the games.
What'd you have for dinner? Like, what was the food for yesterday's?
So I don't know. Well, I think you do feel like this. For us, I need comforting food when I'm watching football.
Love bacon.
All right, so we went chicken parm.
Mm.
We went a Greek salad.
Ooh.
Side of pasta. Wow. And a pizza.
Delicious. Whoa.
Yeah.
And that's comfortable. That is comfortable.
I mean,
cheese pizza.
Because Ben's like, let's get sushi. I was like, I'm not watching football and eating sushi.
I don't hate that. I don't hate the sushi, but I think you did it right. Chicken
I think
parm,
we did
some
it right.
Pasta, nice Greek salad, some what
oh,
kind of pizza? Cheese pizza?
Cheese, just a regular cheese pizza.
Nice.
Yeah. Multiple cream cheeses? No cream cheese. So, watching the games all day, all night, back and forth. Chiefs, Bills, Mahomes, Allen, Mahomes, right? Just so good. Sherry likes the games. She was watching on her iPad and watching as she's like doing laundry and stuff upstairs, but the three of us are locked in the den downstairs. And she's like, I'm going to take a shower, make sure Alex, you know, comes up 9:30. That's bedtime. Gotcha. 9:45, she calls down. She's out of the shower. Is he still up? Get him to bed now. And I got scared. And I said, no. She's like, excuse me?
There's nothing to be scared of. There's not.
I said, no. I can't send him to bed now. She said, why? I said, the game is just going to overtime. And he looks at me like in terror. He's like, Dad, you're not going to make, you can't make me go to bed now. I was like, no, I got you here. So I said, after the game, she's like, it's going to be triple overtime. I said, no, I think it's going to be the first drive, first possession. She's like, he better be in bed in 10 minutes. So I turned to him. I said, listen to me. I don't care if you wake up in the morning and you're have a migraine. I don't care if a finger has fallen off. I don't want you to say not a word to mom. Not a word. Get up. I don't care if you can't sleep the entirety of the night. You get up. You get out of bed. You get ready for school. And you don't say a word. You shut your mouth and you get to school. Because if you're complaining, I'm tired. I'm achy. I don't feel great. Never again am I fighting this battle for you. Never.
That's well done by you. That's well done. I mean, that's exactly the conversation you have to have in that moment.
That's
you're,
right.
Because you're committed now. I mean, it's already 15 minutes past when you were supposed to send him up. And, I mean...
But I couldn't have him go to... I mean, that was a game for the ages.
No. He would have been so... Oh, the look in his face had you sent him up of just disappointment and disgust.
I would have lost him forever.
Ever.
Forever.
I don't know how you come back from that.
No. I would have lost him forever. Did you get on the hog?
All his friends are talking about it today at school, and he's like, oh, I didn't get a chance to watch it.
How did the game end, guys?
Sent me up.
And he loves football more than anybody. So if he would have gone to school without having that ammunition. So he turns to me. I give him this whole speech. He turns to me, and guess what he says? I said,
what?
Yep, not a word. I don't care if you're pale. I don't care if you have a headache. You got to take Tylenol, whatever it takes. He turns to me and goes, yes, coach, I got you, coach.
Yep. And welcome aboard.
Yes, coach. I got you, coach.
That may be your calling right there. That could be. See, I would allow you to be my coach for that stuff. Sports watching coach.
Oh, yeah.
Dave Rothenberg.
Yeah. I didn't know what to do, but I got so nervous because I'm scared a little bit of her. So when she's like, where is he? Get him up here. I was like, I can't. What kind of parent would I be if I said, yeah, Alex, you got to go to bed now?
No, you got to fight that fight for him. You have to.
And I did. I took all the slings and arrows. So I'm actually thinking about texting him at like 7 o'clock this morning because he checks his phone before he gets going in the morning.
Yep.
And saying like, listen, remember.
Yep.
I don't care what's wrong. You suck it up today.
You pop out of bed.
You get out
Not
of bed.
A word.
Fresh and energized like you've had a 10-hour sleep. Get out of bed.
Teeth brushed, dressed, ready to rock and roll.
Right. Not a complaint. Don't be late. Do what you got to do.
You look beautiful, Mom.
Your binder in the bag, everything, whatever
maybe
you have to do.
Maybe sprinkle on that too. My God, you look beautiful this morning, Mom. Whatever, anything, all of it today.
All of it has to be heaped on. All right, so let's get to, I think it's fair to say, the game of the weekend. They were all great. Every single one of them phenomenal. Game of the weekend's got to be the Bills and the Chiefs. I mean, Rick, where do you start? Allen was so great. Mahomes was incredible. He had 25 points scored in the final 2 minutes of the game. You had like 18 points in the final 75 seconds of the game. You had Allen with this phenomenal drive. Gabriel Davis has 4 touchdowns. Cornerbacks are falling over themselves. You have 13 seconds left. You kick it into the end zone, so they take no time off the clock.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What are we doing? Why are we not at least, I mean, just squib it. I mean, kick it just short of the end zone. Whatever you have to do. Just, I mean, make them return it.
Because if you return it to, say, the 25, you've now taken, what, 4 seconds, 5 seconds, 6 seconds?
Yes.
So now instead of 13, you're at 8.
I don't care how many seconds it is. It's more than zero, which is exactly what happens when you kick it into the end zone. You take no time off the clock. Yeah, I didn't like that.
Yeah, I know a lot of people didn't. I didn't have a huge issue with it at the time. I guess in retrospect, I do. Let's take a listen. Here is Sean McDermott on why they kicked it into the end zone for no time to come off the clock. Huh.
Yeah, we talk about a lot of things, but I'm just going to leave it at the execution, and that starts with me.
He's blaming the kicker is what he's doing.
No. How could you blame the kicker?
You
obviously told him to do that.
Well, what do you mean? He just blamed the execution. So if he was asked a direct question, why did you kick it into the end zone? And he says, why? We blame the execution. Well, if you told him to kick it into the end zone, he executed it perfectly.
Absolutely. Because he hit it 8 yards into the end zone.
If you told him not to kick it into the end zone, then he did not execute it right. I mean, how else would you?
Well, why not say that the plan was for him to squib it and he didn't?
Yeah, squib it or just kick it. I mean, kick it just short. You know, put it at the
at the one.
At the five
they
or whatever.
Put it to 10. Who cares?
Take as much time as you can.
Put it at the 10. Let them return it to the 35, and they would now have what? 6 seconds?
Yeah, I mean, eight, whatever it is. They got that. I mean, they have all the timeouts, which made, you know, how you decided to cover Kelce in that spot.
But that's where I'm going to go. See, a lot of people, and rightfully so, are going to blame the kickoff. We'll take a break and come back and get to all your calls. 1-800-919-3776. Hear from everyone. Go around the league. What a day. But everyone's going to blame the kickoff. Everyone's going to blame the overtime rules. And I'm going to blame the Bills' defense. That is the number one defense in the NFL. Okay? They have the ball at the 25-yard line. You just have to give them 12 yards a play. Keep them in bounds. Doesn't even matter, actually. 12 yards a play. They have time for two plays. You allow a little dump pass for Hill to go for 20, and then a play right down the middle to Kelce to get to the 28-yard line to kick the field goal, and at that moment, you lost that game. So you can blame the kickoff, and I think you should. You can blame the overtime rules, and I think that something's broken there and has to be fixed. But for my money, I blame that Bills defense.
Yeah. As good as Josh Allen is, and he was awesome last night, I mean, they've had consistently the entire season. I mean, they're ranked the best defense, but that's been one of their strengths is their defense. So it's 13 seconds. I get their timeouts. But, I mean, it wasn't even like you made them kick a long field goal.
No.
They just marched right down.
I'm thinking to myself, boy, if they get to the 42, could he kick a 59 yarder?
Romo's asking Jay Feely if he could kick a 60-yard field goal. I mean, that was the conversation. Like, how far is going to be too far for him?
Right. And what was it? A 45?
Was it 45 or 49?
No, I don't think it was 49. Was it? It might have been like right in the middle. It might have been 47. 49 would be like 32. They were inside the 30. I thought they were inside the 30. You're looking it up. I can see.
I'm looking it up right now. But you know what's crazy, too? And it was funny. I saw this after the game. It took them less time to get themselves all the way down for him to kick that field goal than it did for Dak Prescott's quarterback draw.
You think Santiago knew that?
Of course. I'm sure you did. Did you retweet it?
I didn't. Maybe I should have. I was very nice to Santiago all weekend, even though
he was 49.
Continuing.
I was right.
I know that to be a lie.
What do you mean? I didn't take any shots at you.
I heard my name was mentioned many, many times on Saturday.
Not for me.
Oh, really?
Get the audio. Not for me.
Interesting.
It was probably Ty, because, Ty's like his puppet.
My puppet.
Ty is definitely his puppet.
Ty, I
did nothing. Yes. Ty takes shots at everybody. He's out of
Ty
control.
Petto. Yeah. He's your... You got him on your little puppy dog is what he is.
Oh, please. We got to take a break. You know what? I don't understand why RJ is not just elated today. Like, RJ should be like, listen, if you guys want to go 9 minutes past the clock, you want to take the segment to 6:04 and we start the 6 o'clock hour at 6:12, I don't care.
He's a professional.
Do whatever you want. That should be the attitude. Not, all right, it's 32. You're past it. Let's break. That's what we're going to get. RJ, your team is in the NFC Championship game again.
I know, it's very exciting. But by the way, it's troubling, though, since we're just going to, mutilate the clock. Let's do it correctly.
Yeah.
If anything, Dave, you're willing to turn heel at any moment. How fast you've turned. You turned on Rick on Friday, you turned on the K-Show today, then you turned on Ty. It's all happening. No one is safe.
That's the genius that is me.
The genius.
I will go after anybody at any time. You never know what you're going to get. Dave, I didn't go after Rick.
The box of chocolates, Rothenberg.
I was asked a question about him, and I answered it honestly. See, herein lies the difference. You look at going after someone as honesty. I'm just honest with things and with people. They asked me about Rick. Is this true? Yes, in fact, this is true. I wasn't negative about Santiago. Maybe Ty was negative about Santiago. I don't even remember it. Went after the K-Show because they're babies. That's why. It's honesty, and you guys don't appreciate the honesty that I bring to the table.
It's nastiness is what it is. That's what it is.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
RJ, hello.
Hi.
You must just be beside yourself, no?
When that block punt, first of all, I was telling you this during the break. It is wild that a nondescript trade between the Niners and Jets last year to bring Jordan Willis to San Francisco could end up changing the career path and trajectory of Aaron Rodgers as a Packer.
You're welcome.
Yeah. I think that was the intent when they made the deal.
Yes, this is what they had in mind.
Yeah, absolutely.
But when they blocked that punt, I did one of those things where you jump out of your seat and you make noises and words that aren't real noises or words. You're screeching almost. Because that was their only chance. Like, did you have faith they were going to score?
No, they weren't going to score.
No, they weren't going to score.
No, they were not. It must have felt like this to you. Like the ball was just out there for 9 minutes. You're like, pick up the ball.
They looked like outfielders where they lose the ball in Tampa, like in the roof. There's so many guys just staring up and no one knows where the ball is. And then it just falls out of the sky at like the 4 yard line.
What's better than that, though? I mean, just watching that game, it looked like it was, I would not have wanted to play in that game, but just freezing cold, Lambeau Field, snowing. Oh. I mean,
now I'm taken aback by this. What do you mean you were sitting down and you jumped up on the blocked punt?
Well,
he's not an animal like you. He's just relaxing.
No, relaxing?
No, I get what you're saying, Dave. I was standing up. During the punt, I took that as a moment to kind of sit down, grab a drink. Yeah, grab a drink. It's a punt. I'm getting my thoughts together. And it didn't last long. Wild.
So now, at any point, was your... Because you're a newlywed.
Right.
Right. At any point, was your wife like, oh my God, I didn't realize this.
I actually scared her because she had kind of fallen into that lull of, you know, you check your phone. She grasps the concept of a punt. You know, nothing big's really going to happen.
Wow. You really married a real savant there, huh? She grasps the concept of a punt.
But that the ball's going to be changing possessions. You don't anticipate, like, you know, a commercial's more likely to follow than a big play. And it really is crazy because, I mean, I don't know how you guys feel when teams of yours win games that I feel comfortable saying they didn't deserve to win that game. Like,
who cares?
Yeah, exactly. But I think it will be looked at, I would assume you guys agree, as a horrifying loss for Green Bay, not a great win for San Francisco.
First of all, I don't know that I agree with that.
Really?
Great win. If Niners side, great win, but Packers side, horrifying loss.
It could
but
change
I'm not concerned
your...
about the Packers. I want to know after the game, what did you do? Like, did you go running? Like, what happened after that?
You just repeated what RJ said.
I did not repeat it. What I said was, that's a great win for San Francisco. He said, not a great win.
Oh. You know what he meant.
Well, I think it'll be looked at more as a awful, just an awful loss for Green
Bay. I agree with that.
Awful.
And you know what? Not even for the Packers, Aaron Rodgers. He's gonna be the one, and I think he should be the one to get the blame for that loss.
Yeah, he'll wear it. I mean, you saw how people reacted when he lost that game. They couldn't wait to jump
on Twitter. Rushed on Twitter. Oh my God.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you can say what you want about special teams. I mean, I think everyone expected Aaron Rodgers to score more than one touchdown in that offense, to score more than one touchdown.
They had 50 yards of offense in the second half. 50 yards of offense in the second half.
But I didn't feel like until that punt got blocked, I didn't think that San Francisco was not going to score.
No way.
No.
I mean, their play selection on third and fourth down right before the block punt was really incredible. Garoppolo was horrendous in that game.
And some of the throws he was making, too, to the outside, that just felt like they were just hanging in the air.
Didn't you feel like it was like every throw he made, was like, oh God, that's going to get picked off. Oh,
yes.
It didn't get picked off. Oh, that's going to get picked. Oh, no.
It was both of those games, though. Like, every time Tannehill went back, like, dropped back the throw, I was like, oh, no. Like, I can't. Like, I did not feel good about it. And then every time Garoppolo, same thing.
Can I get some props, by the way? We'll hear from Aaron Rodgers in a moment. Every time we talked about the Titans, and I said, I don't trust them. I don't think they're going to go to the Super Bowl. And everyone, oh, how could you say that? They're the one seed. And you were all over me. Tannenbaum was all over me. And I stood by my convictions there.
Well, I don't know if I was all over you.
Oh, you give them no credit. Last week I said...
Well, no, but you didn't give them credit. I mean, it's still... With all the things that they dealt with, for them to... I mean, they lost their best player. Their whole offense is Derrick Henry.
I understand. They lost a game at home where they had 9 sacks.
Well, I don't disagree with you.
Yeah, I think you
at do. All. And we talked about it a bunch of different times. Was that, I mean, Tannehill... is he'll only get you so far. I don't trust Ryan Tannehill.
Let's be honest. He stinks.
I don't know if I would go as far as saying he stinks.
In a big spot, you can't trust Ryan Tannehill.
He did not play well, no.
I think it's fair to say Tannehill can't trust, Aaron Rodgers can't trust. I mean, there are certain guys that in a big spot you don't have that trust of.
No, and I think they put themselves in a weird spot too. I think Derrick Henry wasn't Derrick Henry.
I mean, no, Derrick Henry was fine, not. But I would say like he was 70% of himself.
Yeah, but I mean, you watch Foreman run the football in that game.
He was explosive, huh?
But what do you do? It's I know it frustrates the hell out of Santiago too. It's like, you know, Zeke's dealing with a knee. He doesn't look nearly as explosive. Yeah, but Pollard looks like he's a big play waiting to happen.
Well, they gave Derrick Pollard like 4 carries in the game last week.
That's all they gave Foreman was 4 carries.
Yeah, but he looks sensational. All right, let's take a listen. Here is Aaron Rodgers. Firstly, on the loss Saturday night to San Francisco.
You know, disappointed in the offense. 10 points, obviously not enough. The defense, man, played outstanding. Special teams obviously hurt us. You know, taking points off the board, giving them points. But offensively, scoring 10 points, never good enough. Felt good about the first drive. Went down, right down, scored. You know, had a good drive going the second drive. Board turnover. And then just didn't put a whole lot together after that.
I thought the fumble was a big play
because
I think they probably go down and get more points. So I thought that was big. But, again, you can blame the special teams, and you should. I mean, you have a field goal blocked and then a punt block for a touchdown. So rightfully so. But if I would have told you that San Fran would score 13 points, you probably think that the Packers comfortably win that game.
Comfortably. Without a doubt. Comfortably win that game. I mean, and early on in the game, too. I mean, it's a couple. Who got a drop? Kittle had a drop.
God. Jennings had a drop. Him.
So, yeah, I mean, if you would have told me before that game that San Francisco scores 13 points, I'd say we cover for sure.
24-13, right?
Easy. Yeah, not a problem.
So think about that. If I would have told you Garoppolo, the offense wouldn't score a touchdown. The Packers would score a touchdown on their opening drive and hold the Niners to 13 points. That's you'd bet every penny you had.
Every penny. Especially if you had watched the first drive. How they went down the field and scored that touchdown.
It was so easy. He obviously has no confidence in his second receiver.
No, clearly. It was Davante Adams or nobody, or Aaron Jones. That was it. I mean, Lazard had what, one catch?
One catch.
Mercedes Lewis had the fumble. I was surprised he didn't get out and run a little bit more.
You saw that this weekend, though, huh?
Well, yeah. I mean, we watched it. Dude, Josh Allen's like a different...
Well, how about Mahomes, too?
He's a different kind of
athlete.
I mean,
you can tell when Mahomes is healthy.
Well, I actually wrote it down in my notes. The second touchdown he threw, where he spins around to his right...
Who we're talking about, Mahomes?
Like Mahomes. Yeah, he spins around to his right. And then, I mean, he's got someone right in his face, kind of sidesteps to the left, and then throws it to Pringle in the right side of the end zone. I was like, this guy's just... I mean, he's just different, man. When he's healthy, he's just different. Arm angles. I mean,
how about the one? You remember the one throw to Tyreek Hill?
Sidearm?
Where he threw it sidearm?
Yep.
And I was like, and I didn't even see Tyreek Hill there. Like, he was behind the defender. I was like, oh, that's incomplete. Like, oh, and Hill catches it for an 11-yard gain. I was like, what?
But you
how did
you
that
notice,
throw get through?
Honest to God, though, you know what you noticed watching those guys yesterday, last night, play the position? Is where they put the football. Like, I mean, the Tyreek Hill touchdown, where he comes across the middle of the field. Like, if that ball's not thrown exactly where it needed to be thrown, so
correct.
He doesn't, I mean, he's full speed when he catches it. There's no way he's scoring a touchdown. If that's
no
slightly
way.
Behind him, there's no way he scores a touchdown.
No way. No way. I mean, what a throw. He's unbelievable, Tyreek Hill. Can I mention this as well? I'm not saying you should have called it there, but you need to explain taunting to me because I do not understand it.
Yeah, he gives
why,
the peace
why
sign.
Why on that play? Why on that play? As he's giving the peace sign as he walks into the end zone. Why is that not taunting?
because it's a subjective call. Like, why give Tom Brady with his mouth bleeding? Why give him a penalty? It's up to the referee. Do you want to insert yourself in the game or not? And some of them want to, clearly, and some don't.
It's really grotesque, though.
Well, listen, if I'm a referee, I don't want to make that call either. Like, especially when that game's that good, I don't want to put myself in the middle of that.
What? Right. So I agree with that. The call in that moment is to not make it, but the call against Tom Brady, you're gonna call that on Tom Brady? Like, you, and the thing that is confusing to me is I never know. Like, when am I going to get one of these, and when am I not? I get one from, who was it, Ntamukong Suh, right? The that play. I mean, I don't know. I don't understand when it's a taunting and when it's not.
Well, because it's not clearly defined. It's up to the interpretation of the referee. That's the problem with it. It's a subjective call. And you know, listen. If again, we used to say it about referees all the time. You know, a referee had a good game when
you don't know.
You're not, well, you don't know. You don't mention his name.
That's right.
And that's how I would feel being a referee in a game of this magnitude. I wouldn't want to be the one that decides it.
I thought they were great last night in Buffalo, Kansas City. I think there were maybe four or five combined penalties in the entirety of the game.
It was four.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what you're looking for.
Well, why stand in the way of what we saw yesterday? I mean, it was amazing back and forth. The last 2 minutes was stupid.
I mean, you saw on Twitter, now people are so quick to react, and I think oftentimes prematurely. But, I mean, it was just, that's the greatest game I've ever seen. And it's hard to argue that it wasn't. I mean, that game was it was a special game.
Well, the quarterback play was insane.
Out of this world. Out of this world.
So last 2 minutes in overtime, Allen and Mahomes were combined 15 to 20 for 290 yards and four TDs.
In 4 minutes?
The final 2 minutes and then overtime.
They threw for 300 yards?
15 to 20, 290 and four TDs.
God. Tell me you don't feel like the Bengals are walking into a buzzsaw.
Oh, buzzsaw.
Right?
With that offensive line, buzzsaw.
A buzzsaw.
My other thought watching that game last night was, please God, let Zach Wilson be the goods. Please God. Because if he's not, I mean, it's good luck.
You know what good I was thinking about watching these games is how awful New York football has actually been. Like, watching these games, it wasn't even like the Jets or the Giants played the same sport as these other teams.
No, but again, I mean, the Jets don't have a quarterback, haven't had a quarterback. We'll see what Zach Wilson turns into. And then, I mean, the Giants have dealt with a quarterback that's always hurt, and when he isn't hurt, he's just okay.
Yeah, I think he might be a little better than okay, but yeah, I understand your
point. But he's just pretty good right now.
What is it I saw? Like there was 25 points in the final 90 seconds of the Chiefs-Bills game, and the Giants scored like 26 points in their final four games, something like that. Did you see that stat?
Yeah, pretty close, yeah.
Yeah, it's a great one. Let's go to some of the calls. Let's go to Cullum. Cullum's always here for us, unlike Omar. Good morning, Cullum. You're on 98.7.
I'm always here for you guys. You're my favorite show in the whole wide world.
Thank you, Cullum. But you call into the K show, and you slurp on them, too, a little bit, no?
I mean, I listen to the whole radio station, but I can have a favorite.
You don't need to slurp on the K show, too, though.
But I want it understood. Like, when you call the K show, do you say, like, I love you guys, but DPH or Rothenberg, that's my show?
And I have said you guys are both in my top five, and the only one who's in my top five out of that show is Peter, because I grew up listening to Hot 97 when I was a kid, and I've listened to him for a long period of time. But you got, Dave is my number one, and Rick, you're number three on my top five.
Oh, so it goes me, Peter, Rick.
No, Alan Hahn is number two.
Oh, wait, so where's Peter, four?
Peter is four.
Wow. Rick, how do you feel about that?
As long as Peter's not ahead of me, I'll take it.
Okay. All right, Colin, what do you got on the weekend of football?
So I was just going to make a quick thing with football. Is I think that was the best playoff weekend I think we've had
ever.
in the longest time. Excluding, obviously, when the Giants are playing and the Giants are winning. But that was the greatest playoff week I've ever seen. But I just wanted to make a quick comment about that Knicks game, and I really hope, I doubt it, but I think I really hope they start playing like this, because down the stretch it's going to get really difficult. And I don't know who made the take. I think it was like Max Kellerman or something about, you know, how if the RJ Barrett is good, this team is good, and the team goes with RJ Barrett. But that was a great take.
Stop it. Stop. You know what, Kellerman, you were my guy. Goodbye. Max Kellerman had that. That's my take.
I never heard you have that take. I heard Max.
Shut up.
Max said it first.
No, he did not say it. It's my take. You know,
I got a good stat. I have a good stat. I actually had it.
I don't care.
It was in defense of your scalding hot, terrific take that Max stole. That's what happens with this show.
We are the appetizers for every other show to be like, you know what? I'll take two pigs in a blanket. I'll take this. I'll take some mini grilled cheeses.
Right, we're the breeding ground. Is what
Stop
we are.
Stealing our stuff.
Dave Rothenberg from Rothenberg and DiPiero.
All right, so when Julius Randle and R.J. Barrett each score 20-plus points, the Knicks are 4-1, and mm-hmm. they are 22-11 all time. 11 games over .500.
I'm telling you, R.J. makes it go. He was really good yesterday.
He was really good.
And he played
really
with good. A chip on his shoulder, too.
I like that.
I do. He got that tee. That was terrific.
That was a nice, you know what, that was a nice little, speaking of appetizers, into the football.
That was a gorgeous appetizer.
God, what a game that was last night, man. What a game.
All of it was so good.
I said the entire thing, overtime, all of it.
Well, so you had to. If you would have gone to bed early, we would have had to made fun of you today.
I thought about it. Honest to God, I thought about it. I'm like, just tape it. And I'm like, I can't do it.
You couldn't.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.